Vuatu drummed his clawed fingers on the table and looked at the door. "We can't let that happen," Leia pressed. "You must give Admiral Vuatu your word." Saba let out a long, harsh croak that actually made Vuatu recoil. "Very well. This one promises." Vuatu's bushy brows fell. "Finally, you surprise me." He looked to the leader of the security squad. "Release the stun cuffs." The leader punched a code into the remote, and the stun cuffs opened on both Leia and Saba. "This one is ready to go to her cabin." "In a moment," Vuatu said. "First, I want you to call your fellow Jedi in. We've been trying to reach them for 3 days."
"3 days?" Leia gasped.
"You've been unconscious for 4, Darklighter said.
"I'm afraid I overestimated your Jedi resiliency," Vuatu added. "I ordered the boarding party to set their headbangers to maximum, so you can see why we're growing concerned about your escort. They must be running out of air, water, and food by now."
"Maybe even power," Darklighter said. "I've heard that stealth X's draw down faster than the standard XJ series." Leia turned to Vuatu. "We were trying to run the blockade, you know." As she said this, Leia reached out to Mara in the Force and felt her somewhere nearby, deep in a Force hibernation. "Has it occurred to you that our escort is already gone?"
"Frankly, no," Darklighter said. "I doubt they went to Wotaba with no way to refuel before combat. No pilot would."
"By the way, we have removed your cargo to a safe location," Vuatu added. "I wouldn't want you to get any ideas about shooting a few fuel cells out to your friends without actually trying to escape."
Leia's heart sank, but she was careful to maintain a neutral face. "Okay, they're still out there," Leia admitted. "But I won't call them in." Vuatu's brow rose in surprise.
"Why not?"
"You must," Darklighter said. "They're going to start going under pretty soon, and we can't find those stealth X's.
We won't be able to save them."
"They are safer out there than they would be in here," Saba said. "We will not call them into danger."
Vuatu's nostrils began to flare.
"Whatever my feelings about Jedi meddling in the Arcree, I assure you they will be in no danger aboard the Akbar."
"Not from you," Leia said. "Something is wrong on this ship. Master Sebatine and I have been sensing it since we came aboard." Vuatu pushed back in his chair.
"Please, you're talking to a Bothan. I see what you're trying to do."
"We are trying to protect you,"
Saba growled.
"From what?"
Vuatu demanded. Saba and Leia looked at each other, then Leia admitted, "The Force is not yet clear on the matter."
"Then please, let me know when the Force does become clear on the matter."
Vuatu's tone suggested that he did not think that would ever happen.
"Until then, do not attempt frightening my crew again. I assure you, it will do nothing to speed your release."